First Chronicles 1.
Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The descendants of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Dipheth, and Togarma. The descendants of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The descendants of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtica. The descendants of Raama: Sheba, and Dedan.
Cush became the father of Nimrod. He was the first to be a mighty one on the earth.
Egypt became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pethrusim, Casluhim, and Kaphtorim, from whom the Philistines come. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The descendants of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and the name of his brother, Joktan. Joktan became the father of El-Modad, Shelef, Hazar-Maveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the descendants of Joktan: Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael: Nebaioth, and Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanuk, Abida, and Eldaya. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatim, Kenaz, Timna, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Homam. And Lotan's sister was Timna. The sons of Shobal: Alion, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onan. The sons of Zibeon: Aya and Ana. The sons of Ana: Dishon. The sons of Dishon: Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. The sons of Dishan: Uz and Aaron.
These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites: Bela, son of Beor, whose city was called Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah of Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla of Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates succeeded him. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. The name of his city was Pi, and his wife's name Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab. And Hadad died.
The clans of Edom were clans Timnah, Aliah, Jetheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Hinnon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the clans of Edom.
1 Chronicles 2.
These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah.
These three the Canaanite woman Bathshua bore to him. Now Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death.
His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. The sons of Carmi: Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the matter of the devoted thing. And Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, who were born to him: Jeramiel, Ram, and Kalubai. Ram became the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab became the father of Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon became the father of Salma of Boaz, Boaz of Obed, Obed of Jesse. Jesse became the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh. And their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah: Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel.
Afterward, Hezron went into the daughter of Maker, father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub.
And Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in the land of Gilead.
But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns.
All these were descendants of Maker, father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron in Caleb Ephrathath, Abijah, wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel also had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Abin and Molad. The sons of Nadab: Seled and Appium. And Seled died childless. The son of Appium: Ishi. The son of Ishi: Shishan. The son of Shishan: Ali. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother: Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zazah. These were the descendants of Jeramiel.
Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters. But Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to his slave Jarha, and she bore him Attai.
Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan of Zabad. Zabad became the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal of Obed. Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Helas, and Helas of Eleasa. Eleasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai of Shalom. Shalom became the father of Jechamiah, and Jechamiah of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, brother of Jeramiel: Mesha, his firstborn, who was father of Ziph. The sons of Merisha, father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron: Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema became father of Raham, father of Jorkeam, and Recham became the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai, Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-zur. Ephah also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Mosah, and Gazez, and Harah became the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheev. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Sheev, father of Machmana, Sheva, father of Machbena, and father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksah. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, father of Bethlehem, and Haraph, father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons, Heroah, half of the Menuhoth, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtaolites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The families also of the scribes that lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, father of the house of Rechab.
1 Chronicles 3.
These are the sons of David, who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital. The sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah.
Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months. And he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem:
Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, daughter of Amiel. Then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nephig, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. Nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The descendants of Solomon: Rehoboam, Abijah, his son, Asa, his son, Jehoshaphat, his son, Joram, his son, Ahaziah, his son, Joash, his son, Amaziah, his son, Azariah, his son, Jotham, his son, Ahaz, his son, Hezekiah, his son, Manasseh, his son, Ammon, his son, Josiah, his son. The sons of Josiah: Johanan, the firstborn, the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, the fourth, Shalom. The descendants of Jehoiakim: Jeconiah, his son, Zedekiah, his son, and the sons of Jeconiah the captive: Shealtiel, his son, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hashema, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah: Zerubbabel and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel: Meshulam and Hananiah, and Shalomith was their sister. And Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab-Hesed, five. The sons of Hananiah: Pelatiah and Jeshaiah his son, Rephaiah his son, Arnon his son, Obadiah his son, Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah: Shemaiah. And the sons of Shemaiah: Hattish, Igel, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat, six. The sons of Neariah: Elioenai, Hezekiah, and Azricam, three. The sons of Elioenai: Hodaviah, Eliashib, and Peleah. Akab, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani, seven.
1 Chronicles 4.
The sons of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Edom: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazael-Poni. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hepher, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Helah, Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. Koz became the father of Anab, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, son of Haram.
Jabez was honored more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying,
"Because I bore him in pain."
Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying,
"Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm."
And God granted what he asked.
Caleb, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha, Pisiah, and Tehinnah, the father of Ernahash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Saraiah. And the sons of Othniel, Hahath, and Meonathai. Meonathai became the father of Ophrah, and Saraiah became the father of Joab, the father of Geharashim, so called because they were artisans. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Nahum, and the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalan. These are the sons of Bethiah, daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merid married. And she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, father of Eshtemoah. And his Judean wife bore Jared, father of Gedor, Heber, father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, father of Zenoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, father of Lekah, Leada, father of Marisha, and the families of the guild of linen workers at Beth-Ashbea. And Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who married into Moab but returned to Lehem.
Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there with the king in his service.
The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerob, Zerah, Shaul. Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son.
Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their family multiply like the Judeans. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilha, Ezam, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Berai, and Shearaim. These were their towns until David became king. And their villages were Edom, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, along with all their villages that were around these towns as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record.
Meshobab, Jamlik, Joshua, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Saraiah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshahiah, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Zizah, son of Shiphi, son of Alan, son of Jedeah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah.
These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their clans increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and attacked their tents and the Meunim who were found there, and exterminated them to this day, and settled in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, sons of Ishi. They destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites that had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. 1 Chronicles 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright. Though Judah became prominent among his brothers, and a ruler came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph.
The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel: Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel: Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reaiah, his son, Baal, his son, Beera, his son, whom King Tiglath-Pilneser of Assyria carried away into exile.
He was a chieftain of the Reubenites, and his kindred by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, the chief, Jeiel, and Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aroer as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. He also lived to the east as far as the beginning of the desert, this side of the Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war on the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived beside them in the land of Bashan as far as Salica: Joel the chief, Shapham the second, Janai and Shaphat in Bashan, and their kindred according to their clans: Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zia, and Eber, seven.
These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jaro, son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was chief in their clan.
And they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon to their limits. All of these were enrolled by genealogies in the days of King Jotham of Judah, and in the days of King Jeroboam of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had valiant warriors, who carried shield and sword, and drew the bow, expert in war, 44,760, ready for service. They made war on the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. And when they received help against them, the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hands, for they cried to God in the battle, and he granted their entreaty because they trusted in him. They captured their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 captives. Many fell slain because the war was of God, and they lived in their territory until the exile. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous, from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon.
These were the heads of their clans: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel.
Mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their clans. But they transgressed against the God of their ancestors, and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of King Pul of Assyria, the spirit of King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria, and he carried them away, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and the river Gozan to this day. 1 Chronicles 6.
The sons of Levi: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram: Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron: Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, Phinehas of Abishua, Abishua of Buckai, Buckai of Uzzi, Uzzi of Zerahiah, Zerahiah of Meraioth, Meraioth of Amariah, Amariah of Ahitub, Ahitub of Zadok, Zadok of Ahimeas, Ahimeas of Azariah, Azariah of Johanan, and Johanan of Azariah.
It was he who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem.
Azariah became the father of Amariah, Amariah of Ahitub, Ahitub of Zadok, Zadok of Shalom, Shallum of Hilkiah, Hilkiah of Azariah, Azariah of Sareah, Sareah of Jehozadak.
And Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar.
The sons of Levi: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari: Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their ancestry. Of Gershom: Libni, his son; Jahath, his son; Zimmah, his son; Joah, his son; Iddo, his son; Zerah, his son; Jeatherai, his son. The sons of Kohath: Aminadab, his son; Korah, his son; Asher, his son; Elkanah, his son; Ebiasaph, his son; Asher, his son; Tahath, his son; Uriel, his son; Uzziah, his son; and Shaul, his son. The sons of Elkanah: Amasai and Ahimoth; Elkanah, his son; Zophai, his son; Nahath, his son; Eliab, his son; Jeroham, his son; Elkanah, his son. The sons of Samuel: Joel, his firstborn; the second, Abijah. The sons of Merari: Mahli, Libni, his son; Shimei, his son; Uzzah, his son; Shimeah, his son; Haggiah, his son; and Isaiah, his son.
These are the men whom David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they performed their service in due order. These are the men who served, and their sons were:
of the Kohathites, Heman the singer; son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zoph, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asher, son of Ebiasaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood on his right, namely Asaph, son of Berechiah, son of Shimeah, son of Michael, son of Baaseah, son of Malchijah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adaiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimmah, son of Shimei, son of Jahath, son of Gershom, son of Levi. On the left were their kindred, the sons of Merari: Ethan, son of Kishai, son of Abdi, son of Malak, son of Hashabiah, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzai, son of Bani, son of Shemer, son of Mahli, son of Mushi, son of Merari, son of Levi.
And their kindred, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons made offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense, doing all the work of the most holy place, to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded.
These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar, his son; Phinehas, his son; Abishua, his son; Bukki, his son; Uzzi, his son; Zerahiah, his son; Meraioth, his son; Amariah, his son; Ahitub, his son; Zadok, his son; Ahimeaz, his son.
These are their dwelling places according to their settlements within their borders. To the sons of Aaron of the families of Kohathites, for the lot fell to them first, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge: Hebron, Libna with its pasture lands, Jatter, Eshtemoa with its pasture lands, Hilon with its pasture lands, Deber with its pasture lands, Ashan with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. From the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its pasture lands, Alamoth with its pasture lands, and Anathoth with its pasture lands. All their towns throughout their families were 13. To the rest of the Kohathites were given by lot out of the family of the tribe, out of the half-tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 towns. To the Gershomites, according to their families, were allotted 13 towns out of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. To the Merarites, according to their families, were allotted 12 towns out of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites the towns with their pasture lands. They also gave them by lot out of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, these towns that are mentioned by name. And some of the families of the sons of Kohath had towns of their territory out of the tribe of Ephraim. They were given the cities of refuge: Shechem, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim; Gezer, with its pasture lands; Jokmeam, with its pasture lands; Beth-horon, with its pasture lands; Ajalon, with its pasture lands; Gath-rimmon, with its pasture lands; and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner, with its pasture lands; and Bileam, with its pasture lands, for the rest of the families of the Kohathites. To the Gershomites, out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan, with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth, with its pasture lands; and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh, with its pasture lands; Dabereth, with its pasture lands; Ramoth, with its pasture lands; and Anam, with its pasture lands. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal, with its pasture lands; Abdon, with its pasture lands; Hukok, with its pasture lands; and Rehob, with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee, with its pasture lands; Hammon, with its pasture lands; and Kiriathaim, with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Merarites out of the tribe of Zebulun, Ramona, with its pasture lands; Tabor, with its pasture lands; and across the Jordan from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the steppe, with its pasture lands; Jaza, with its pasture lands; Kedemoth, with its pasture lands; and Mephaath, with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead, with its pasture lands; Mahanaim, with its pasture lands; Heshbon, with its pasture lands; and Jazer, with its pasture lands. 1 Chronicles 7.
The sons of Issachar: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola: Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their ancestral houses.
Namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600.
The son of Uzai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah: Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, 5, all of them chiefs.
And along with them, by their generations, according to their ancestral houses, were units of the fighting force, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kindred, belonging to all the families of Issachar, were in all 87,000 mighty warriors, enrolled by genealogy.
The sons of Benjamin: Bela, Beker, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela: Esbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, 5, heads of ancestral houses, mighty warriors.
And their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034.
The sons of Beker: Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth.
All these were the sons of Beker, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations, as heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200.
The sons of Jediel: Bilhan. And the sons of Bilhan: Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Canaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar.
All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, ready for service in war.
And Shuppim and Huppim were the sons of Hushim the son of Aher. The descendants of Naphtali: Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh: Asriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore. She bore Maker, the father of Gilead, and Maker took a wife for Huppim and for Shuppim. The name of his sister was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. Maacah, the wife of Maker, bore a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. The son of Ulam, Beden. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Maker, son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamoliketh bore Ishod, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Ahian, Shechem, Likai, and Anaim. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthela, and Berid his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthela his son, and Ezer and Eliad.
Now the people of Gath, who were born in the land, killed them, because they came down to raid their cattle. And their father Ephraim mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. Ephraim went into his wife, and she conceived and bore a son. And he named him Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Sheerah, who built both lower and upper Beth-horon and Uzzen-Sheerah.
Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son.
Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, as far as Aya and its towns. Also along the borders of the Manassites, Beth Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, son of Israel.
The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malchiel, who was the father of Berzeath. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashbeth. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer, Ahi, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. The sons of Helam, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Shua, Harnifer, Shuel, Berai, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beera. The sons of Jether, Jephana, Pispa, and Era. The sons of Ala, Era, Haniel, and Reziah.
All of these were men of Asher, heads of ancestral houses, select mighty warriors, chief of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. 1 Chronicles 8.
Benjamin became the father of Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram.
These are the sons of Ehud. They were heads of ancestral houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, that is Heglam, who became the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. And Shaharaim had sons in the country of Moab, after he had sent away his wives Husham and Beera.
He had sons by his wife Hodish, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeaz, Zekiah, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of ancestral houses. He also had sons by Husham, Abitub, and Elpael. The sons of Elpael, Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah and Shema. They were heads of ancestral houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who put to flight the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth. Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpael. Jachin, Zichri, Zabdi, Elienai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adea, Berea, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zichri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthathijah, Ifdia, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak. Shamsherai, Sheariah, Athaliah, Jairishiah, Elijah, and Zichri were the sons of Jerohim.
These were the heads of ancestral houses, according to their generations, chiefs. These lived in Jerusalem.
Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who became the father of Shimeah. Now these also lived opposite their kindred in Jerusalem with their kindred. Ner became the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merabbaal, and Merabbaal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jehoiada, and Jehoiada became the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third.
The sons of Ulam were mighty warriors, archers, having many children and grandchildren, 150. All these were Benjaminites. 1 Chronicles 9. So all Israel was enrolled by genealogies, and these are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile in Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to live again in their possessions and their towns were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. And some of the people of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem.
Uthai, son of Amihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, from the sons of Perez, son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Azaiah the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their kin, 690. Of the Benjaminites, Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua, Ibniah, son of Jerohim, Elah, son of Azai, son of Mikri, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Ruel, son of Ibnijah.
And their kindred, according to their generations, 956. All these were heads of families, according to their ancestral houses.
Of the priests, Jedaiah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Meraiah, son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God. And Adaiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pasher, son of Malchijah, and Maasai, son of Adiel, son of Jazerah, son of Meshullam, son of Meshillamith, son of Immer.
Besides their kindred, heads of their ancestral houses, 1,760, qualified for the work of the service of the house of God.
Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azricam, son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbaker, Harish, Galil, and Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zichri, son of Asaph, and Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galil, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites.
The gatekeepers were Shallum, Akkub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their kindred Shallum was the chief, stationed previously in the king's gate on the east side. These were the gatekeepers of the camp of the Levites: Shallum, son of Kori, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, and his kindred of his ancestral house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, guardians of the thresholds of the tent, as their ancestors had been in charge of the camp of the Lord, guardians of the entrance. And Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was chief over them in former times. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these, who were chosen as gatekeepers at the thresholds, were 212. They were enrolled by genealogies in their villages. David and the seer Samuel established them in their office of trust. So they and their descendants were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, that is, the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. and their kindred who were in their villages were obliged to come in every 7 days in turn to be with them. For the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were in charge of the chambers and the treasures of the house of God. And they would spend the night near the house of God, for on them lay the duty of watching, and they had charge of opening it every morning. Some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they were required to count them when they were brought in and taken out. Others of them were appointed over the furniture and over all the holy utensils, also over the choice flour, the wine, the oil, the incense, and the spices. Others of the sons of the priests prepared the mixing of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, was in charge of making the flat cakes. Also, some of their kindred of the Kohathites had charge of the rows of bread, to prepare them for each Sabbath. Now these are the singers, the heads of ancestral houses of the Levites, living in the chambers of the temple, free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. These were heads of ancestral houses of the Levites, according to their generations. These leaders lived in Jerusalem.
In Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Jeiel, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth became the father of Shimei. And these also lived opposite their kindred in Jerusalem with their kindred. Ner became the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merab-Baal. And Merab-Baal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz became the father of Jerah, and Jerah of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri became the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Beniah, and Raphael was his son, Eliasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and these are their names: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.
1 Chronicles 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, sons of Saul. The battle pressed hard on Saul, and the archers found him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer,
"Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, so that these uncircumcised may not come and make sport of me."
But his armor-bearer was unwilling, for he was terrified. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. Thus Saul died. He and his 3 sons and all his house died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that the army had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their towns and fled. And the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and took his head and his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to their idols and to the people. They put his armor in the temple of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. But when all Jabesh-Gilead heard everything that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant warriors got up and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons and brought them to Jabesh. Then they buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness. He was unfaithful to the Lord in that he did not keep the command of the Lord. Moreover, he had consulted a medium seeking guidance and did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. 1 Chronicles 11. Then all Israel gathered together to David at Hebron and said,
"See, we are your bone and flesh. For some time now, even while Saul was king, it was you who commanded the army of Israel. The Lord your God said to you, It is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel, you who shall be ruler over my people Israel.
So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. David and all Israel marched to Jerusalem, that is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David,
"You will not come in here."
Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, now the city of David. David had said,
"Whoever attacks the Jebusites first shall be chief and commander."
And Joab, son of Zeruiah, went up first, so he became chief. David resided in the stronghold, therefore it was called the City of David. He built the city all around, from the Millo in complete circuit, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these are the chiefs of David's warriors, who gave him strong support in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is an account of David's mighty warriors. Jashobeam, son of Hachmonai, was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 300 whom he killed at one time. And next to him among the three warriors was Eleazar, son of Dodo the Ahohite. He was with David at Pasdamim when the Philistines were gathered there for battle. There was a plot of ground full of barley. Now the people had fled from the Philistines, but he and David took their stand in the middle of the plot, defended it, and killed the Philistines. And the Lord saved them by a great victory. 3 of the 30 chiefs went down to the rock to David at the cave of Adullam, while the army of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. David said longingly,
"Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate."
Then the three broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and they brought it to David. But David would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord and said,
"My God forbid that I should do this. Can I drink the blood of these men? For at the risk of their lives they brought it."
Therefore he would not drink it. The three warriors did these things. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the 30. With his spear he fought against 300 and killed them, and won a name beside the three. He was the most renowned of the 30, and became their commander. But he did not attain to the three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits tall. The Egyptian had in his hand a spear like a weaver's beam. But Benaiah went against him with a staff, snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Such were the things Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, did, and he won a name beside the three warriors. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three. And David put him in charge of his bodyguard.
The warriors of the armies were Asahel, brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shemath of Herod, Heliz the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikish of Tekoa, Abiezer of Anathoth, Sibekai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Ahohite, Meherai of Netopha, Helid, son of Baana of Netopha, Ithai, son of Ribai of Gibeah of the Benjaminites, Benaiah of Pirathon, Huri of the Wadis of Gaish, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmavith of Beharim, Eliaba of Shealban, Hashem, the Gizonite, Jonathan, son of Shagi, the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Sakar, the Hararite, Eliphel, son of Ur, Hefer, the Makarathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro of Carmel, Neari, son of Esbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, son of Hagri, Zelik, the Ammonite, Nahari of Beeroth, the armor-bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabad, son of Ali, Adana, son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a leader of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan, son of Maacah, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarothite, Shema and Jeiel, sons of Hotham the Aroerite, Jediel, son of Shimri, and his brother Joha the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai and Joshaviah, sons of Elnaam, and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel and Obed, and Jaaziel the Mizobiite.
1 Chronicles 12. The following are those who came to David at Ziklag, while he could not move about freely because of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the mighty warriors who helped him in war. They were archers and could shoot arrows and sling stones with either the right hand or the left. They were Benjaminites, Saul's kindred.
The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, both sons of Shimeah of Gibeah. Also, Jeziel and Pelet, sons of Asmaveth, Berekah, Jehu of Anathoth, Ishmaiah of Gibeon, a warrior among the 30 and a leader over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabad of Gedera, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah the Harufite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joezer, and Jeshobeam, the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebediah, sons of Jerohim of Gedor.
From the Gadites there went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness mighty and experienced warriors, expert with shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and who were swift as gazelles on the mountains. Ezer the chief, Obadiah second, Eliab third, Mishmanah fourth, Jeremiah fifth, Attai sixth, Eliel seventh, Johanan eighth, Elzabad ninth, Jeremiah tenth, Machbani 11th. These Gadites were officers of the army, the least equal to 100 and the greatest to 1,000. These are the men who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks and put to flight all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. Some Benjaminites and Judahites came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them and said to them,
"If you have come to me in friendship to help me, then my heart will be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, though my hands have done no wrong, then may the God of our ancestors see and give judgment."
Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said,
"We are yours, O David, and with you, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to the one who helps you. For your God is the one who helps you."
Then David received them and made them officers of his troops. Some of the Manassites deserted to David when he came with the Philistines for the battle against Saul. Yet he did not help them, for the rulers of the Philistines took counsel and sent him away, saying,
"He will desert to his master Saul at the cost of our heads."
As he went to Ziklag, these Manassites deserted to him: Adnah, Jozabad, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilethai, chiefs of the thousands in Manasseh. They helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all warriors and commanders in the army. Indeed, from day to day, people kept coming to David to help him, until there was a great army like an army of God. These are the numbers of the divisions of the armed troops who came to David in Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul over to him according to the word of the Lord. The people of Judah bearing shield and spear numbered 6,800 armed troops. Of the Simeonites, mighty warriors, 7,100. Of the Levites, 4,600. Jehoiada, leader of the house of Aaron, and with him 3,700. Zadok, a young warrior, and 22 commanders from his own ancestral house. Of the Benjaminites, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, of whom the majority had continued to keep their allegiance to the house of Saul. Of the Ephraimites, 20,800, mighty warriors, notables in their ancestral houses. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were expressly named to come and make David king. Of Issachar, those who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs and all their kindred under their command. of Zebulun, 50,000 seasoned troops equipped for battle with all the weapons of war to help David with singleness of purpose. Of Naphtali, 1,000 commanders, with whom there were 37,000 armed with shield and spear. Of the Danites, 28,600 equipped for battle. Of Asher, 40,000 seasoned troops ready for battle. Of the Reubenites and Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh from beyond the Jordan, 120,000 armed with all the weapons of war. All these, warriors arrayed in battle order, came to Hebron with full intent to make David king over all Israel. Likewise, all the rest of Israel were of a single mind to make David king. They were there with David for 3 days, eating and drinking, for their kindred had provided for them. And also their neighbors from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali came bringing food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, abundant provisions of meal, cakes of figs, clusters of raisins, wine, oil, oxen, and sheep, for there was joy in Israel. 1 Chronicles 13. David consulted with the commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds, with every leader. David said to the whole assembly of Israel,
"If it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send abroad to our kindred who remain in all the land of Israel, including the priests and Levites in the cities that have pasture lands, that they may come together to us. Then let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we did not turn to it in the days of Saul."
The whole assembly agreed to do so, for the thing pleased all the people. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor of Egypt to Lebo Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is to Kiriath Jearim, which belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, the Lord who is enthroned on the cherubim, which is called by his name. They carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio were driving the cart. David and all Israel were dancing before God with all their might, with song and lyres and harps and tambourines and cymbals and trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen shook it. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. He struck him down because he put out his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. David was angry because the Lord had burst out against Uzzah. So that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day. He said,
"How can I bring the ark of God into my care?"
So David did not take the ark into his care into the city of David. He took it instead to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the household of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that he had. 1 Chronicles 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar logs and masons and carpenters, to build a house for him. David then perceived that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel. David took more wives in Jerusalem, and David became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of the children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shemua, Shobab, and Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, and Elpelet, Noga, Nephig, and Japhia, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up in search of David, and David heard of it and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of God,
"Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?"
The Lord said to him,
"Go up, and I will give them into your hand."
So he went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. David said,
"God has burst out against my enemies by my hand, like a bursting flood."
Therefore that place is called Baal Perazim. They abandoned their gods there, and at David's command they were burned. Once again the Philistines made a raid in the valley. When David again inquired of God, God said to him,
"You shall not go up after them. go around and come on them opposite the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines."
David did as God had commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. The fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him on all nations. 1 Chronicles 15. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David commanded that no one but the Levites were to carry the ark of God, for the Lord had chosen them to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to him forever. David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Then David gathered together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, with 120 of his kindred, of the sons of Merari, Isaiah the chief, with 220 of his kindred, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, with 130 of his kindred, of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, with 200 of his kindred, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, with 80 of his kindred, of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, with 112 of his kindred. David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and the Levites Uriel, Isaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. He said to them,
"You are the heads of families of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your kindred, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God burst out against us, because we did not give it proper care."
So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. David also commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their kindred as the singers, to play on musical instruments, on harps and lyres and cymbals, to raise loud sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, and of his kindred Asaph, son of Berechiah, and the sons of Merari, their kindred, Ethan, son of Cushaiah, and with them their kindred of the second order, Zechariah, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Anai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphalehu, and Micneah, and the gatekeepers Obed-Edom and Jeiel. The singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were to sound bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Anai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play harps according to Alamoth. But Mattathiah, Eliphalehu, Micneah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah were to lead with lyres according to the Sheminith. Kenaniah, leader of the Levites in music, was to direct the music, for he understood it. Berechiah and Elkanah were to be gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eliezer, the priests, were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were to be gatekeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of the thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as also were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Kenaniah, the leader of the music of the singers. And David wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. As the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window, and saw King David leaping and dancing, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Chronicles 16. They brought in the ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he distributed to every person in Israel, man and woman alike, to each a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. He appointed certain of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord, to invoke, to thank, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and second to him Zechariah, Jeiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, with harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jehaziel were to blow trumpets regularly before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day David first appointed the singing of praises to the Lord by Asaph and his kindred.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wonderful works. Glory in His holy name, let hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wonderful works He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of His servant Israel, children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant that He made with Abraham, His sworn promise to Isaac, which He confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account and strangers in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, He allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord is King.
Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever.
Say also,
save us, O God of our salvation, and gather and rescue us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy name and glory in Your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting.
Then all the people said,
Amen.
And praised the Lord. David left Asaph and his kinsfolk there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister regularly before the Ark as each day required, and also Obed-Edom and his 68 kinsfolk, while Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, and Hosa were to be gatekeepers. And he left the priest Zadok and his kindred the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly, morning and evening, according to all that is written in the law of the Lord that he commanded Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest of those chosen and expressly named to render thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. Heman and Jeduthun had with them trumpets and cymbals for the music, and instruments for sacred song. The sons of Jeduthun were appointed to the gate. Then all the people departed to their homes, and David went home to bless his household. 1 Chronicles 17. Now when David settled in his house, David said to the prophet Nathan,
I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent.
Nathan said to David,
Do all that you have in mind, for God is with you.
But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying,
Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord,
You shall not build me a house to live in, for I have not lived in a house since the day I brought out Israel to this very day, but I have lived in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies before you. And I will make for you a name like the name of the great ones of the earth. I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall wear them down no more as they did formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that the Lord will build you a house. When your days are fulfilled to go to be with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. I will not take my steadfast love from him as I took it from him who was before you, but I will confirm him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever.
In accordance with all these words and all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and said,
Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me thus far? And even this was a small thing in your sight, O God. You have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. You regard me as someone of high rank, O Lord God. And what more can David say to you for honoring your servant? You know your servant. For your servant's sake, O Lord, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great deeds, making known all these great things. There is no one like you, O Lord, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Who is like your people Israel, one nation on the earth whom God went to redeem to be his people, making for yourself a name for great and terrible things, in driving out nations before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt? And you made your people Israel to be your people forever, and you, O Lord, became their God. And now, O Lord, as for the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, Let it be established forever, and do as you have promised. Thus your name will be established and magnified forever in the saying, The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, is Israel's God. And the house of your servant David will be established in your presence. For you, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. Therefore your servant has found it possible to pray before you. And now, O Lord, you are God, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Therefore may it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord, have blessed and are blessed forever.
1 Chronicles 18. Sometime afterward, David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. He took Gath and its villages from the Philistines. He defeated Moab, and the Moabites became subject to David and brought tribute. David also struck down King Hadad-Ezer of Zobah toward Hamath, as he went to set up a monument at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 cavalry, and 20,000 foot soldiers. David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left 100 of them. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadad-Ezer of Zobah, David killed 22,000 Arameans. Then David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to David and brought tribute. The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. David took the gold shields that were carried by the servants of Hadad-Ezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhath and from Kun, cities of Hadad-Ezer, David took a vast quantity of bronze. With it Solomon made the bronze sea and the pillars and the vessels of bronze. When King Tou of Hamath heard that David had defeated the whole army of King Hadad-Ezer of Zobah, he sent his son Hadoram to King David to greet him and to congratulate him, because he had fought against Hadad-Ezer and defeated him. Now Hadad-Ezer had often been at war with Tou. He sent all sorts of articles of gold, of silver, and of bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he had carried off from all the nations from Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and he administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Shavsha was secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were the chief officials in the service of the king. 1 Chronicles 19. Sometime afterward, King Nahash of the Ammonites died, and his son succeeded him. David said,
I will deal loyally with Hanan, son of Nahash, for his father dealt loyally with me.
So David sent messengers to console him concerning his father. When David's servants came to Hanan in the land of the Ammonites to console him, the officials of the Ammonites said to Hanan,
Do you think because David has sent consolers to you that he is honoring your father? Have not his servants come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land?
So Hanan seized David's servants, shaved them, cut off their garments in the middle at their hips, and sent them away. And they departed. When David was told about the men, he sent messengers to them, for they felt greatly humiliated. The king said,
Remain at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return.
When the Ammonites saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanan and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and cavalry from Mesopotamia, from Aram-Maacah, and from Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots and the king of Maacah with his army, who came and camped before Medeba. And the Ammonites were mustered from their cities and came to battle. When David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the warriors. the Ammonites came out and drew up in battle array at the entrance of the city, and the kings who had come were by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw that the line of battle was set against him, both in front and in the rear, he chose some of the picked men of Israel and arrayed them against the Arameans. The rest of his troops he put in the charge of his brother Abishai, and they were arrayed against the Ammonites. He said,
"If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be strong, and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what seems good to him."
So Joab and the troops who were with him advanced toward the Arameans for battle, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans fled, they likewise fled before Abishai, Joab's brother, and entered the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. But when the Arameans saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers and brought out the Arameans who were beyond the Euphrates with Shophak, the commander of the army of Hadadezer, at their head. When David was informed, he gathered all Israel together, crossed the Jordan, came to them, and drew up his forces against them. When David set the battle in array against the Arameans, they fought with him. The Arameans fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers, and also killed Shophak, the commander of their army. When the servants of Hadadezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites anymore. 1 Chronicles 20. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, Joab led out the army, ravaged the country of the Ammonites, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and overthrew it. David took the crown of Milcom from his head. He found that it weighed a talent of gold, and in it was a precious stone, and it was placed on David's head. He also brought out the booty of the city, a very great amount. He brought out the people who were in it, and set them to work with saws and iron picks and axes. Thus David did to all the cities of the Ammonites. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. After this, war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. Then Sibekai the Hushathite killed Sipai, who was one of the descendants of the giants, and the Philistines were subdued. Again there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan, son of Jair, killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great size, who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, 24 in number. He also was descended from the giants. When he taunted Israel, Jonathan, son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were descended from the giants in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and his servants. 1 Chronicles 21. Satan stood up against Israel and incited David to count the people of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the army,
"Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring me a report so that I may know their number."
But Joab said,
"May the Lord increase the number of his people 100-fold. Are they not my lord the king, all of them, my lord's servants? Why then should my lord require this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?"
But the king's word prevailed against Joab. So Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came back to Jerusalem. Joab gave the total count of the people to David. In all Israel, there were 1,100,000 men who drew the sword, and in Judah, 470,000 who drew the sword. But he did not include Levi and Benjamin in the numbering, for the king's command was abhorrent to Joab. But God was displeased with this thing, and he struck Israel. David said to God,
"I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing. But now I pray you, take away the guilt of your servant, for I have done very foolishly."
The Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying,
"Go and say to David, thus says the Lord, 3 things I offer you. Choose one of them so that I may do it to you."
So Gad came to David and said to him,
"Thus says the Lord, Take your choice, either 3 years of famine or 3 months of devastation by your foes while the sword of your enemies overtakes you. Or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, pestilence on the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now decide what answer I shall return to the one who sent me.
Then David said to Gad,
I am in great distress. Let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But let me not fall into human hands.
So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel, and 70,000 persons fell in Israel. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. But when he was about to destroy it, the Lord took note and relented concerning the calamity. He said to the destroying angel,
Enough, stay your hand.
The angel of the Lord was then standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. And David said to God,
Was it not I who gave the command to count the people? It is I who have sinned and done very wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house, but do not let your people be plagued.
Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to tell David that he should go up and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up, following Gad's instructions, which he had spoken in the name of the Lord. Ornan turned and saw the angel, and while his four sons who were with him hid themselves, Ornan continued to thresh wheat. As David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David. He went out from the threshing floor and did obeisance to David with his face to the ground. David said to Ornan,
Give me the site of the threshing floor, that I may build on it an altar to the Lord. Give it to me at its full price, so that the plague may be averted from the people.
Then Ornan said to David,
Take it, and let my lord the king do what seems good to him. See, I present the oxen for burnt offerings and the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for a grain offering. I give it all.
But King David said to Ornan,
No, I will buy them for the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours, nor offer burnt offerings that cost me nothing.
So David paid Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the site. David built there an altar to the Lord and presented burnt offerings and offerings of well-being. He called upon the Lord, and he answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering. Then the Lord commanded the angel, and he put his sword back into its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he made his sacrifices there. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were at that time in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 22. Then David said,
Here shall be the house of the Lord God, and here the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
David gave orders to gather together the aliens who were residing in the land of Israel, and he set stonecutters to prepare dressed stones for building the house of God. David also provided great stores of iron for nails for the doors of the gates and for clamps, as well as bronze in quantities beyond weighing, and cedar logs without number. For the Sidonians and Tyrians brought great quantities of cedar to David. For David said,
My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorified throughout all lands. I will therefore make preparation for it.
So David provided materials in great quantity before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon,
My son, I had planned to build a house to the name of the Lord my God, but the word of the Lord came to me, saying, You have shed much blood and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood in my sight on the earth. See, a son shall be born to you. He shall be a man of peace. I will give him peace from all his enemies on every side, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name. He shall be a son to me, and I will be a father to him, and I will establish his royal throne in Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may succeed in building the house of the Lord your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Only may the Lord grant you discretion and understanding, so that when he gives you charge over Israel, you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. With great pains I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond weighing, for there is so much of it. Timber and stone too I have provided. To these you must add more. You have an abundance of workers, stonecutters, masons, carpenters, and all kinds of artisans without number, skilled in working gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you.
David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon, saying,
Is not the Lord your God with you? Has he not given you peace on every side? For he has delivered the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and his people. Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Go and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God may be brought into a house built for the name of the Lord.
1 Chronicles 23. When David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. David assembled all the leaders of Israel and the priests and the Levites. The Levites, 30 years old and upward, were counted, and the total was 38,000.
24,000 of these,
David said,
shall have charge of the work in the house of the Lord. 6,000 shall be officers and judges, 4,000 gatekeepers, and 4,000 shall offer praises to the Lord with the instruments that I have made for praise.
And David organized them in divisions corresponding to the sons of Levi:
Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Gershon were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the chief, Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shalomith, Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of families of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was the chief, and Ziza the second, but Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were enrolled as a single family. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses.
Aaron was set apart to consecrate the most holy things, so that he and his sons forever should make offerings before the Lord, and minister to him and pronounce blessings in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were to be reckoned among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eliezer. The sons of Gershom,
Shebuel the chief. The sons of Eliezer, Rehabiah the chief. Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very numerous. The sons of Izhar, Shalomith the chief. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uzziel, Micah the chief, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahlai and Mushai. The sons of Mahlai, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died having no sons, but only daughters. Their kindred, the sons of Kish, married them. The sons of Mushai, Mahlai, Eder, and Jeremoth, 3.
These were the sons of Levi by their ancestral houses, the heads of families as they were enrolled according to the number of the names of the individuals from 20 years old and upward who were to do the work for the service of the house of the Lord. For David said,
"The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he resides in Jerusalem forever. And so the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the things for its service."
For according to the last words of David, these were the number of the Levites from 20 years old and upward. But their duty shall be to assist the descendants of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, having the care of the courts and the chambers, the cleansing of all that is holy, and any work for the service of the house of God. To assist also with the rows of bread, the choice flour for the grain offering, the wafers of unleavened bread, the baked offering, the offering mixed with oil, and all measures of quantity or size. And they shall stand every morning, thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening, and whenever burnt offerings are offered to the Lord on Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed festivals, according to the number required of them, regularly before the Lord. Thus they shall keep charge of the tent of meeting and the sanctuary, and shall attend the descendants of Aaron, their kindred, for the service of the house of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 24. The divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these: the sons of Aaron,
Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar became the priests.
Along with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of ancestral houses of the sons of Eleazar and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They organized them by lot, all alike, for there were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God among both the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nathanael, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king, and the officers, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the heads of ancestral houses of the priests and of the Levites, one ancestral house being chosen for Eleazar, and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaia, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilga, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deleah, the 24th to Maaziah. These had as their appointed duty in their service to enter the house of the Lord, according to the procedure established for them by their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And of the rest of the sons of Levi,
of the sons of Amram, Shubael; of the sons of Shubael, Jediah; of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the chief; of the Izharites, Shalomoth; of the sons of Shalomoth, Jahath; the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechameam the fourth; the sons of Uzziel, Micah; of the sons of Micah, Shamer; the brother of Micah, Ishiah; of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah; the sons of Merari, Mahlai and Mushai; the sons of Jaaziah, Beno; the sons of Merari, of Jaaziah, Beno, Shohem, Zachar, and Ibri; of Mahlai, Eleazar, who had no sons; of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeramiel; the sons of Mushai, Mahlai, Eder, and Jeremoth.
These were the sons of the Levites according to their ancestral houses. These also cast lots corresponding to their kindred, the descendants of Aaron, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of ancestral houses of the priests and of the Levites, the chief as well as the youngest brother. 1 Chronicles 25. David and the officers of the army also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was:
of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarelah, sons of Asaph under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun: Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshea, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah.
6 under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman:
Bekiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Ramamtiezer, Joshbekasha, Malathai, Hother, Mahaziah.
All these were the sons of Heman the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him. For God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. They and their kindred, who were trained in singing to the Lord, all of whom were skillful, numbered 288. And they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike.
The first lot fell for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons, 12. The third to Zachar, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Izrai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bekiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jesarelah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 17th, to Joshbekasha, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 19th, to Malathai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 21st, to Hother, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 23rd, to Mahaziah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 24th, to Ramamtiezer, his sons and his brothers, 12.
1 Chronicles 26. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers,
of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliehoenai the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons: Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sacher the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peulathai the eighth.
For God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born who exercised authority in their ancestral houses, for they were men of great ability.
The sons of Shemaiah: Othni, Rephael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Semachiah. All these, sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, were able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. Hosa of the sons of Merari had sons:
Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosah totaled 13.
These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had duties just as their kindred did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by ancestral houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a prudent counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the storehouse. For Shuppim and Hosah, it came out for the west, at the gate of Shalaketh, on the ascending road. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites each day, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, as well as 2 and 2 at the storehouse. And for the colonnade on the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites, Shabuel, son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers, from Eliezer, were his son Rehabiah, his son Josheah, his son Joram, his son Zichri, and his son Shalomith. This Shalomith and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that King David and the heads of families and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From booty won in battles, they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer and Saul son of Kish and Abner son of Ner and Joab son of Zeruiah had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shalomith and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were appointed to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was chief of the Hebronites. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made of whatever genealogy or family, and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer in Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers, 2,700 men of ability, heads of families, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites for everything pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles 27. This is the list of the people of Israel, the heads of families, the commanders of the thousands and the hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000.
Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez and was chief of all the commanders of the army for the first month. Dodai, the Ahohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. Mikloth was the chief officer of his division. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of the priest Jehoiada, as chief. In his division were 24,000. This is the Benaiah, who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30. His son Amizabad was in charge of his division. Asahel, brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebadiah after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamhath, the Izrahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, son of Ikish, the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helas, the Pelonite of the Ephraimites. In his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer of Anathoth, the Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Maharai of Netophah of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah of Pirathon of the Ephraimites. In his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, Eliezer, son of Zichri, was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maacah. For Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. For Issachar, Amri, son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azriel. For the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jeaziel, son of Abner. For Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel.
David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars of heaven. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count them, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered into the account of the annals of King David.
Over the king's treasuries was Asmaveth, son of Adiel. Over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers was Jonathan, son of Uzziah. Over those who did the work of the field, tilling the soil, was Ezrai, son of Kelub. Over the vineyards was Shimei the Ramathite. Over the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shipmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in Shephelah was Baal-Hanan the Gederite. Over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds that pastured in Sharon was Shitri the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys was Shaphat, son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil the Ishmaelite. Over the donkeys was Judea the Moronathite. Over the flocks was Jazez the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, being a man of understanding and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmonai, attended the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. After Ahithophel came Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army.
1 Chronicles 28. David assembled at Jerusalem all the officials of Israel, the officials of the tribes, the officers of the divisions that served the king, the commanders of the thousands, the commanders of the hundreds, the stewards of all the property and cattle of the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the mighty warriors, and all the warriors. Then King David rose to his feet and said,
"Hear me, my brothers and my people. I had planned to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made preparations for building. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, for you are a warrior and have shed blood.' Yet the Lord God of Israel chose me from all my ancestral house to be king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah as leader, and in the house of Judah my father's house, and among my father's sons he took delight in making me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, 'It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him. I will establish his kingdom forever if he continues resolute in keeping my commandments and my ordinances, as he is today. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, observe and search out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance to your children after you forever. And you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with single mind and willing heart. For the Lord searches every mind and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will abandon you forever. Take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and act.
Then David gave his son Solomon the plan of the vestibule of the temple, and of its houses, its treasuries, its upper rooms, and its inner chambers, and of the room for the mercy seat, and the plan of all that he had in mind for the courts of the house of the Lord, all the surrounding chambers, the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries for dedicated gifts. For the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, and all the work of the service in the house of the Lord. For all the vessels for the service in the house of the Lord. The weight of gold for all golden vessels for each service. The weight of silver vessels for each service. The weight of the golden lampstands and their lamps. The weight of gold for each lampstand and its lamps. The weight of silver for a lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each in the service. The weight of gold for each table for the rows of bread, the silver for the silver tables, and pure gold for the forks, the basins, and the cups, for the golden bowls and the weight of each, for the silver bowls and the weight of each, for the altar of incense made of refined gold and its weight. Also his plan for the golden chariot of the cherubim that spread their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
All this, in writing at the Lord's direction, he made clear to me, the plan of all the works.
David said further to his son Solomon,
Be strong and of good courage, and act. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God. And with you in all the work will be every volunteer who has skill for any kind of service. Also the officers and all the people will be wholly at your command.
1 Chronicles 29. King David said to the whole assembly,
My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great. For the temple will not be for mortals, but for the Lord God. So I have provided for the house of my God, so far as I was able, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, besides great quantities of onyx and stones for setting, antimony, colored stones, all sorts of precious stones, and marble in abundance. Moreover, in addition to all that I have provided for the holy house, I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver. And because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of my God. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for overlaying the walls of the house, and for all the work to be done by artisans, gold for the things of gold and silver for the things of silver. Who then will offer willingly, consecrating themselves today to the Lord?
Then the leaders of ancestral houses made their freewill offerings, as did also the leaders of the tribes, the commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds, and the officers over the king's work. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the care of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, because these had given willingly, for with single mind they had offered freely to the Lord. King David also rejoiced greatly. Then David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. David said,
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to make this freewill offering? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are aliens and transients before you, as were all our ancestors. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. O Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own. I know, my God, that you search the heart and take pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people who are present here, offering freely and joyously to you. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our ancestors, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts toward you. Grant to my son Solomon that with single mind he may keep your commandments, your decrees, and your statutes, performing all of them, and that he may build the temple for which I have made provision.
Then David said to the whole assembly,
Bless the Lord your God.
And all the assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. On the next day, they offered sacrifices and burnt offerings to the Lord, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their libations and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And they ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great joy. They made David's son Solomon king a second time. They anointed him as the Lord's prince and Zadok as priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, succeeding his father David as king. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and the mighty warriors, and also all the sons of King David, pledged their allegiance to King Solomon. The Lord highly exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. The period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. He died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And his son Solomon succeeded him. Now the acts of King David from first to last are written in the records of the seer Samuel, and in the records of the prophet Nathan, and in the records of the seer Gad, with accounts of all his rule and his might, and of the events that befell him and Israel, and all the kingdoms of the earth.